Next patient is Linda Howard, L-I-N-D-A Howard, 82751. Address is 6307 Gladewell, G-L-E-D-E-W-E-L-L, 7 Houston, Texas, 77072. This is a 73-year-old woman who was referred for hospice palliative care by her neighbor, Miss Katrina. Miss Howard is originally from Houston, but she's been living in Florida for some time now, period. Any paragraph? Her and her stepdaughter have moved to Houston. Her stepdaughter Katrina is her primary caregiver, and she's a loan processor, period. Miss Howard used to be a dental assistant for years, period. She doesn't smoke, she doesn't drink, period. She has allergy none. Her medications includes Namenda 10 milligram a day, Aricept 10 milligram a day, Diltiazem 180 milligram a day, Depakote 500 milligram once a day, Risperidone 1 milligram at bedtime, Vistriol 50 milligram 3 times a day, Synthroid 125 microgram a day, Lipitor 40 milligram a day, Metoprolol XL 50 milligram once a day. Patient's VF system is consistent with dementia. Patient stepdaughter states that mom is end stage. She has bouts of anxiety, anxiousness. She has severe sundowner, decreased appetite, has lost 14 pounds in the past month. She has a history of dehydration, and she's not eating. It's very difficult for her to get to her physician's office. Her doctor wanted a nursing company to come give her IV fluid, but they did not feel like she met the criteria for IV hydration. And she's been referred to us for palliative care at this time. She has difficulty walking. She's had one fall in the past 2 weeks. She also sustained a hip fracture on the left side a year ago, period. Her sundowner is the biggest problem. She's only taken the Depakote 500 milligram twice a day. We talked about changing and increasing her medication at that time. Family history, a mom with MI, dad of myocardial infarction, dad died of suicide, had a history of bipolar disorder and as well. Surgery, left hip surgery, COVID immunization, flu immunization up to date. She's review of system as above. Her blood pressure is 103 over 66, pulse 70, respiration is 18, 02 side 97%. Heart positive, home positive, rest of lungs, few bronchi, abdomen soft. Skin shows no rash. Oral mucosa with anilage and logical non-focal. Low extremity shows evidence of muscle weakness. Assessment, 73-year-old woman with dementia associated with sundowner syndrome, weight loss, frequent falls, ADL dependency, bowel and bladder incontinency. She lives with her daughter Katrina, our stepdaughter Katrina, who's her primary caregiver. She also was approved for 32 hours of provider services at this time, period. In the past few months, she's had a tremendous decline as far as her appetite, her weight's concerned. She's also more confused and having issues remembering things with decreased mentation. She is oriented to a person at this time and sometimes to place, period. She also has a history of bipolar disorder and current medication, which is not controlling her symptoms. She would benefit probably most likely from increasing Depakote to 500 milligram twice a day, period. I've discussed this with her daughter, Katrina, as well today before leaving their residence, period. Overall prognosis remains poor, especially with the degree of change in her condition in the past few weeks. Thank you. Associated with the weight loss, decreased mentation, increased sundowner syndrome, and overall debility of her end-stage Alzheimer's dementia. Thank you.